Sunday, May 21st, in Salzburg. President was up fairly early this morning, had me in for a while before he met with the Chancellor. Discussed some of the trip details. He's still concerned about having one person to move him, such as Chapin. He feels that that wasn't done right last night. Got into speech questions, had some ideas on the Report to the Nation speech. He wants to do it on a much stronger basis than we can now. Feels there should be a strong paragraph on Vietnam saying we're ready to negotiate, but to negotiate with honor. And to say that he'll make a written report to Congress. Got into the Connally question on his trip and the idea of having him stop at Key Biscayne on the way to South America. Also quite a discussion of the whole succession situation. He says that he's determined now that Nelson can't take the post he wants, and that Henry probably shouldn't stay. He'll put Connally in that place, move Ken up to the number one spot. Then he got into some discussion of the VP question, and he still feels that that is and should be an open question, and we'll wait and see what develops there. Still sees John as the only possible successor and is looking for what would be the best way to set that up. A discussion of trip follow-up again. He's now come up with the idea of having Henry do the three-on-one as a one-hour prime-time deal and do it based on the president doing the Congress when we get home, which he now has pretty much decided would be a good thing to do. Day went well today, I think. He holed up pretty much right on through after he got back from the luncheon. End of May 21.